Next, we'll find out about the latest Audioscope compilation. Here is one of the brilliant tracks on it. It is John Parish with That Car.
That car, for years he'd coveted that car. No woman, no football team, no film star, no musician. It lasted so long in pole position. When I get the money, when I clear the garage space, still coveted that car. Realized after years of longing to possess, now could only be disappointing.
This is BBC Introducing in Oxford. That was John Parish with That Car, taken from the brand new charity compilation from Audioscope. It's called Music for a Good Home 3. And the man who has curated said music release is Stuart Folks. Hello, Stuart.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. So, let's start from the beginning. What is Music for a Good Home?
So Music for a Good Home is the album or recording offshoot of the Audioscope Festival, which, for anyone who doesn't know it, is an annual festival. It takes place in Oxford every year, obviously, because it's annual, and it raises money for the homelessness charity Shelter. It's been running since about 2001, and we've raised about £26,000 for Shelter in that time.
What type of music is at Audioscope generally?
Audioscope is everything, basically. So there's Simon Minter is the other organiser, and myself, basically. So whatever passes muster for both of us, we kind of put on the bill, and that can end up being anything from, you know, experimental noise through to electronica, through to alternative guitar music, through to, you know, singer-songwriters, through to people scratching cellos and screaming, you know. So we've had weird stuff, and we're generally alternative, let's put it that way.
And the compilations are sort of, as you say, an offshoot. So do they sort of give a good taste of what Audioscope is like for those that have never been?
They do, yeah. So the first three compilations that we've done basically have been comprised of bands that have played the festival in the past. So all the bands that have played Audioscope have kind of been really into the idea of supporting Shelter and into the idea of the kind of lineups that we put together. So they've been really happy to give us tracks in the past. So for this new album, we decided we kind of cast the net out a little further and kind of ask a lot of the bands that maybe couldn't play the festival in the past or can't for whatever reason play that we'd still love to have involved, which is why, for example, there's a lot of bands from the US on this because we can't reasonably get them to come over to Oxford to play the show, but we can get them to give us a track.
How far ahead do you have to plan for something like this? Because, you know, some bands, I can assume, would take longer than others to kind of come to a decision on this sort of thing or just get themselves in gear.
The whole thing's taken about around about 6 months. So basically, as soon as the last Audioscope Festival ended, we were like, OK, we're bored, what can we do next? Let's do another album. And it took about 3 months to kind of get all the tracks in. You know, some bands obviously will kind of send you a track the next day, others it will take a little bit longer. A lot of the bands on this have actually recorded the track, especially they've gone into the studio, they've recorded it, they've mastered it, they've sent us a brand new thing entirely from scratch. So,
give us an example then of some of the people on Music for Good Home 3.
So Music for Good Home 3 has got everything from... It's quite a lot of really cool electronica on there. So we've got people like Seafeel and Dirty Beaches and Illuvium on there. We've got some really nice singer-songwriter stuff from people like Dave from Arboretum, who a lot of people in Oxford would have seen in the past. John Parrish, who you just heard, who's a big collaborator with PJ Harvey and you know, lots of other people, and a brilliant musician in his own right. There's a bit of heavier guitar music from people like Future of the Left and Metz. And then we've got some more kind of off-the-wall experimental stuff like Chrome Hoof or Zuzu or Magic Markers, people like that. So there's a massive, massive spread of stuff. There's like 31 tracks on there. You can't even fit it on a CD, so that's why it's a digital-only release, really.
And there's two versions. So there's an Oxford edition, which is very exciting for the first time.
There is, yeah. So, I mean, Oxford's a massive part of what Audioscope's all about, because we've been doing the festival here since 2001, and Audioscope would basically be nothing without all the great Oxford bands that have taken part in it and all the great Oxford music fans that have come along to the festival. And the Oxford scene is in one of those phases at the moment where it's really vibrant, really productive, really loads of great stuff coming out from lots of different genres. So we wanted to also do a snapshot of what's going on in Oxford at the moment. So we've done a secondary album, or a second album, which is 19 tracks, and it's just basically... Where's the Oxford scene right now? Who are the, you know, who are the great bands that are out there, and what kinds of music can you hear in Oxford?
What I do like as well is there's a bit of overlap. So the Music for Good Home 3 has, is it about three Oxford bands on there? Salvation Bill, Fixers, and...
And also Spring Offensive are on
there. Spring Offensive. So,
so
yeah.
The Music for Good Home 3 Oxford bands have basically have played the festival, or been involved with the festival in the past, or wanted to play the festival, and we've been, you know, talking to them about it in the past. So we got in touch with those guys first, and it was only after those tracks came in that we thought, well, actually, there's so much great stuff in Oxford that we really want to do something that showcases that as well. So that's why we did this other 19 tracker.
So how do people get hold of these two albums?
So they're both available from musicforagoodhome.com. Music for Good Home 3 is available for a £7 donation. And Music for a Good Home Oxford edition is £4. And I guess the important thing to say is that every single pound that you donate, and every single pound that comes from buying these albums, will go straight to Shelters Work Fighting Homelessness. So great music, great cause.
Go on, Stu, tell us, how much have you raised for Shelters so far?
We've raised, before these albums, £26,500 so far, and we're hoping to make it, obviously, quite a bit more from these albums.
They must love you.
They do love us.
I bet you definitely get a massive Christmas card every year. OK, well, that's great, Stu. We're going to... I'll tell you, before we play a song, I bet you won't answer this question, but any sort of clues to who might be playing Audioscope later on this year? Or is it all completely under wraps?
It's all completely unorganised. I can tell you it'll be on the 8th of November and it'll be in the usual venue, which is the Jericho, but now the album's released and it's out of the way, we're really going to go full steam ahead and kind of start booking bands for Audioscope. So at the minute, I genuinely don't know who's going to be playing.
Okay, well, let's. So what song would you like us to play off the Oxford edition?
So it's really hard to narrow it down, but a personal favourite of mine is Kid Kin, who I think Oxford's been... looking for someone that does really, really great electronic music for a couple of years now, and I think he kind of ticks all the boxes and his stuff's absolutely great. So we're going to listen to his new track, which is called Frippery the Villain.
OK, brilliant. Yeah, he played one of our... We curated a gig at the Pegasus Theatre he played, and he was a show stealer. Kid Kin, Frippery the Villain, and Stu, thanks very much for coming in today.
Cheers.